God and good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
我们这一次神训班能够在圣何西教会举开。
Very thankful that we're able to hold a theological seminar in San Jose Church.
承蒙我们弟兄姊妹大家热心的准备以及各样服事的工作。
And we've received your warm hospitality and all your works of servitude.
那我们所有的学员都能够在这边安心的学习。
So all the participants can be very comfortable and relaxed and learn the words of God.
求主特别施恩祝福纪念我们大家为爱心所付出的劳苦。
And I ask God to especially bless all those who labor for out of their love for God.
加倍的祝福我们弟兄姊妹以及圣何西教会。
And may He bless all the members in San Jose Church.
现在我们靠圣灵帮助来见证主的道。
And now through the help of the Holy Spirit, we would like to testify the words of God.
我们今天晚上要学习的是教会的尊贵性。
And tonight we would like to study the nobility of the church.
我们常常听到有的人说我们信耶稣是靠着主耶稣来得救。
And we often hear people say that when we believe in Christ, we rely on him for salvation.
他们说不是靠教会得救。
And we are not saved through the church.
又有人说主耶稣是尊贵的教会是卑贱的。
And others say the Lord Jesus is noble, but the church is not noble.
你主要信耶稣就好了，有没有进到教会或到哪个教会都没有关系。
So all you have to do is to believe in God, and it's okay if you don't come to church or if you go to any church.
当然这是对圣经的道理不是很清楚。
And this is not being very clear with the words in the Bible.
事实上教会在我们的救赎计划当中，在我们的得救当中占着很重要的地位。
And actually, church plays a very important role in salvation.
请看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
十八节。
Verse 18.
马太福音十六章十八节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
说我还要告诉你，你是彼得。我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。十九节。
19.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。那个教会原来是希腊文。
And church is originally written in Greek.
因为希腊是一个民主社会。
And because the Greeks are they're a democratic
country. 所以他们要决定什么事情，就把市民召集过来一起讨论。
So whenever they want to make a decision, they would round everyone up and they would have a discussion.
所以教会原来的意思就是被呼召出来的集会。
And so the word church originally means all who are called out to assemble together.
主要是把这个教会这个名词拿来作为他要建设的教会。
And the Lord Jesus uses this word church as a church that he will establish.
意思就是主耶稣要从世人当中选召一些人归属主耶稣。
Which means that he will call men of the earth to go to be with Jesus.
所以耶稣说这个教会是他的教会他要把它建立起来。
And that's why the Lord Jesus says that the church is his church and he will build it up.
而且这个教会要建
established on the rock.
这个磐石不是指彼得，因为彼得是小石子这个是磐石是主的耶稣基督本身。
And this rock does not refer to Peter, it actually refers to the Lord Jesus himself.
所以我们看到说这个教会跟一般的世界上的团体是不一样的。
So we see that the church is very different from worldly organizations.
所以主耶稣要从万民当中选召一些人让他们成圣来归属耶稣基督。
So the Lord will choose among all the nations people and call them and sanctify them so that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
请看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全情的监督， 你们当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。保罗对以弗所的长老特别交代，
And Paul especially entrusted the elders of the Ephesian church,
要好好谨慎来牧养神的教会，
that they had to take special care to shepherd the church of God.
说这个教会是属神的，
because the church belongs to God.
因为是他用宝血所买来的，
because he purchased it with his own blood.
所以借着主耶稣在十字架上成全了救恩，
so the Lord Jesus fulfilled salvation through the cross.
替我们流血， 为我们开了一个洗罪的泉源，
through the shedding of his blood, he opened a way to salvation.
然后蒙选召的人借着主耶稣的宝血能够受洗得到洁净，
and those who are called can through the blood of Jesus be cleansed away from their sins，
就归入耶稣基督里面，成为教会里面的一份子，
and they become in Christ and belong to Christ and become part of the church。
所以教会不是这个建筑物，
so the church is not just this physical building，
而是用主耶稣的宝血所救赎来的属主耶稣的一个属灵的团体。
It is an organization of those who are called and those who are baptized in the blood of Jesus。
所以在主耶稣来讲这是一个相当珍贵的。
And so for the Lord Jesus, this is something very precious.
虽然像哥林多的教会还有很多的不完全，
even though there are many imperfections with the Corinthian church.
但是主耶稣还是称他们为在耶稣基督里面成圣做圣徒的。
But Jesus still called them saints who are sanctified in him.
因为这都是主耶稣用他的宝血所救赎的。
Because they are the people who were sanctified and purchased by the blood of Jesus.
这个教会跟得救有直接关系。
So the church has a direct relationship with salvation.
有的人说你信耶稣就好了，不要不一定要归入教会。
And some people say all you have to do is believe in Jesus. You don't have to belong to a church.
但是我们知道耶稣的救恩是要透过教会来完成。
But we know that the Lord Jesus' salvation is made complete through the church.
所以耶稣基督不只是做我们个人的救主，他也要做教会全体的救主。
So the Lord Jesus is not only our personal Savior, he is also the Lord of the church.
主耶稣的救恩是托付给教会。
The salvation of Christ is entrusted to the church.
所以我们可以再回来看马太福音十六章十九节。
So we can go back and read Matthew chapter 16 verse 19.
马太福音十六章的十八节。
I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
主耶稣对彼得说，我要把我的教会建造在磐石上面。
And Lord Jesus says that I will build my church on this rock.
说阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
And the gates of the Hades shall not prevail against it.
这个阴间就是属王的权柄
And Hades is the power of the king.
进入教会能够得胜属权。
And so those who enter the church can win over the dominion of death.
免去死亡。
And they can be freed from death.
然后主耶稣说，我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And the Lord Jesus says, I will give you the keys of the heavenly kingdom.
这个是托付给教会。
And this is something entrusted to the church.
这个钥匙就是要开门的。
The key is what you use to open a door.
所以天国的钥匙可以打开天国的门。
And so the keys to the heavenly kingdom can open the gates of heaven.
说你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也捆绑。
And says whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
在地上所释放的，在天上也释放。
Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以这个得救赦罪的权柄神是把它付托给教会。
So salvation and the power to remit sins is entrusted to the church.
因为教会握着天国的钥匙。
Because the church holds the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
可以打开天国的恩门。
He can open the grace of the door of salvation.
当然不接受道理的人他们在地上的罪没有办法赦免，将来在天国也是无份的。
And those who are sinners on earth, when they do not partake of this grace, they cannot be saved in the future.
所以在圣经里面有关教会从创世纪一直到启示录很多的预言跟预表。
And so in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, there are many prophecies on the church.
保罗说你们读了我的书信你们就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
And Paul says that after you read my letters, you know that I know the deep mysteries of the Word of God.
他说到这个奥秘一个就是神的奥秘就是耶稣基督了。
And he says, one of the great mysteries is the Lord Jesus Christ.
说那么伟大的神啊，成为人啊，住在人间啊。
He was a great God, but he became a man and he dwelt among men.
啊，这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
And this is a very marvelous and wondrous thing.
啊，再来第二个神的奥秘啊，就是教会。
And the second great mystery of God is the church.
神要透过教会啊，来彰显出他的权柄、荣耀跟能力。
Through the church, God manifests his power and glory.
说要让天上执政掌权的能够看出神的伟大智慧。
That those who have principality and power in the sky can see the power of God.
因为神要透过教会来救人啊。
Because through the church, God will save mankind.
所以他的权柄能力作为啊，会在教会当中彰显出来。
So his power and authority and strength will be manifested through the church.
一方面啊，让人进到神的教会里面来享受那个恩典。
On the one hand, it allows those who enter the church to enjoy the grace of God.
他说我们所领受的恩典啊，是超过我们所求所想的。
And it says that the grace that we have received is far surpasses what we have hoped for.
因为神也要透过教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
And through the church, God will also obtain the glory which is rightful for him.
啊，所以教会在神的救赎计划相当重要。
And so in the salvation plan of God, church plays a very important role.
啊，这是神要彰显出他的救恩啊，来拯救万民的地方。
And this is a place where God will manifest his salvation, a place where he saves all mankind.
所以我们说啊，这就是末世的方舟。
And so we call this the ark of the last days.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
二十节
Verse 20.
彼得前书三章二十节
First,
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多只有八个人二十一节
21.
那这个水所表明的洗礼现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们这个洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽主求在神的面前有无愧的良心挪亚的世代因为人心所想的都是恶事
In the generation of Noah the people's minds were filled with wicked and evil
所以神说我造人在地面上我感到很后悔了
And that's why God said he regretted creating man
啊、所以他们的日子不长了因为神要用洪水把他们灭掉
and so their days were not much and God used the flood to wash them away
那个时候神为人类开了一个得救的方法
but at that time God opened a way for them to be saved
就是叫挪亚要造方舟
he asked Noah to build an ark
他一方面传警告说、啊、洪水要来了
and Noah also preached the warning that the floods are coming
啊、每个人都要进到方舟里面、啊、才能够得救
and everyone must enter the ark to be saved
但是众人、啊、他们不听、啊、不信
but no one believed in Noah
啊、等到方舟造好了挪亚全家进方舟
and after the ark was built Noah's whole family entered the ark
啊、神把那个方舟的门把它关好、啊、然后就开始下大雨
and God shut the door to the ark and he started to rain
当时凡是没有进到方舟里面全部、啊、灭亡
and all those who did not enter the ark were perished
说唯有挪亚一家、啊、进到方舟里面得到保全生命
and it was only Noah's family who entered the ark were preserved
彼得在这里讲到说这是一个预表
and Peter here says that this is an antitype
因为将来这个天地、啊、神也要用烈火把它融化
because one day God will melt the earth with fire
但是在世界毁灭之前呢、啊，神也为人类预备救恩。
But before the destruction of the world, God also prepared a way of salvation.
好像当时啊，叫挪亚预备方舟一样。
Just as he had asked Noah to build the ark.
啊，当时的世代的人呢、啊，不是圣经没有讲到说是他们借着方舟得救。
At that time, God didn't say that they were saved through the ark.
说他们是借着水得救。
It says that they were saved through water.
啊，所以这个水啊，是预表神的救恩啊，就是洗礼。
So this water represents the salvation of God, which is baptism.
所以我们今天啊，要借着主耶稣宝血的救赎洗礼啊，啊，才能够得到赦罪、 能够得到保全。
We must be saved through the water baptism so that our sins can be washed away.
啊，神的这个救恩啊，宝水的洗礼在哪里？就在神的教会里面。
So where is God's salvation in the water baptism? It is found in the church.
所以我们的洗礼啊，我们很清楚知道有赦罪的功效。
So we clearly understand that our water baptism has the power to remit sins.
因为有主耶稣的宝血在当中。
Because in it is the blood of Jesus.
有圣灵做见证。
And the Holy Spirit bears witness.
所以约翰一书里面说，我们不是光浸在水里面，我们是浸在耶稣基督的宝血里。
And so 1 John says we do not only merely enter the water, we're entering the blood of
Jesus. 因为有圣灵来证明。这有赦罪的功效。
Because the Holy Spirit testifies that it has the power to forgive sins.
啊，这个赦罪的恩典啊，就在神的教会里面。
And the grace of salvation is in the church.
因为神的教会就是末世的方舟。
Because the church of God is the ark of the last days.
我们再看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
以弗所书二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父的面前。十九节。
19.
说这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是跟圣徒同国，是神家里的人啊。这里讲到说这个教会啊，就是神的国，神的家。
Here says that the church is the kingdom and household of God.
所以我们现在不再做外人，我们是神国里面的一份子。
So we're no longer foreigners, we have a part with the kingdom of God.
在但以理书第二章里面有预言。
In Daniel chapter 2, we prophesied.
说列王还在的时候，神要另外立一个国度。
That among the king, when kingdom still existed, God will establish another kingdom.
啊，这个国度啊，永远不会败坏，会存到永远。
And this kingdom he established will never be, never perish or exist.
说最后啊，神会把各国啊都把它灭绝掉。
And God one day will destroy all the other kingdoms.
唯有这个属灵的国度要一直达到永远。
He will preserve the spiritual kingdom until the end.
要进到新天新地里面。
Until it enters new heaven and new earth.
希伯来书里面就讲到说啊，神要震动天地啊，万国都会消失掉。
And Hebrew says God will shake the earth and all the nations will perish.
啊，我们今天所来到的是神的国，称为永远不震动的国度。
And today we have come into the kingdom of God, which is the unshakable kingdom of God.
所以将来整个世界被毁灭掉了，因为我们在神的国里面。
So one day when all the earth is destroyed, because we are within the kingdom of God.
我们是天上的国民呐，所以神要来迎接我们回到天上去。
We are heavenly citizens, and God will one day take us back home.
啊，所以我们是属于这个国的国民呢。
So we belong to this kingdom.
虽然我们暂时在地面上。
Even though we temporarily are on this earth.
但是我们盼望救主有一天来到的时候，我们就会被迎接。
But we hope that one day when our Savior comes, he will take us with him.
说我们那个时候身体要改变，啊，成为荣耀的身体。
And it says that one day our bodies will be transformed into a glorious body.
啊，就要永远跟主同在了。
And we will be with the Lord forever.
所以教会是神的国。
So the church is the kingdom of God.
唯有在这个国度里面的，才能够成为神国的百姓。
Only within this kingdom are the citizens.
如果没有在这个神的国度里面，就失掉了神国的子民的资格。
Those outside of the kingdom lose their citizenship.
教会也是神的家。
The church is also the house of God.
唯有在神的家里面才能够成为神家里的人。
Only those in the house of God are called people in his family.
唯有在神的家里面才能够得救恩。
And only those in the house of God could be saved.
所以以色列人在埃及的时候。
So when the Israelites were in Egypt,
神借着天使啊，击杀埃及的长子跟头胎的圣次。
And through the angel, God killed all the firstborn of the Egyptians.
那个时候以色列家他们的门路上都要有血做记号。
And at that time, all the Israelites must put a sign on their door.
所有以色列民啊都要在那个有血的家里面。
And so all the Israelites must be within the house with blood.
凡是没有红血记号的埃及人啊全部被击杀。
all the Egyptians without a mark of this blood on their doorframe were killed.
但是唯有这个红血记号的这个家里面得保存生命。
And only those with the blood mark on their doors were preserved.
啊，这个就是一表我们是借着耶稣的宝血救赎的，在他的恩典之下的。
This symbolizes that we're saved by the blood of Jesus, and that's
家里面呢才能够得到保全生命。
And so only if we're in the family of God can we be preserved.
所以这个教会啊，跟得救是非常密切的关系啊。
And so the church has an extremely intimate relationship with salvation.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
25节。
Verse 25.
以弗所书五章二十五节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25
说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己二十六节
26
说要用水借着道把这个教会洗干净成为圣洁二十七节
27
可以荣献给自己这个荣耀的教会毫无玷污皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的这里用夫妻的关系啊来描写基督跟教会的关系
Here uses the relationship between husband and wife to describe the relationship of God and the church
夫妻之间的关系是人际间啊最亲密的一体的关系
The relationship of husband and wife is the closest in the world because they are one body
所以耶稣跟教会也是一体的关系
And that is why the relationship between Christ and the church is also one body
所以圣经里面说耶稣是头教会是他的身体
So the Bible says that God is the head and the church is his body
他说丈夫要爱妻子
Here says the husbands ought to love their wives
好像基督爱教会一样
Just as Christ also loved the church
基督为着爱教会舍掉了自己
And to love the church, Christ gave up his own life
然后借着水啊用道啊把教会成为一个荣耀的教会
He cleansed and sanctified it with the washing of water by the word that it could become glorious
所以我们看到说耶稣基督啊跟教会之间啊非常亲密的关系
So we can see that the Lord has a very close relationship with the church
再看三十节
Verse
30. 五章三十节
Chapter 5, verse 30.
说因为我们是他身上的肢体。三十一节
31.
为这个缘故啊，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。三十二节
32.
说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督跟教会说的。这里讲到这个夫妻啊，之间的关系。
Here describes the relationship between a husband and a wife.
因为神设立了这个婚姻的制度。
Because God established marriage.
所以人要离开父母跟妻子联合。
A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife.
所以夫妻啊要联合成为一体。
And so husband and wife must be joined to be one body.
说这是极大的奥秘。但是是主着教会说的。
It says here, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
所以基督跟教会这是分不开的。
And so the Christ and the church are inseparable.
所以我们不能说啊，我主要靠耶稣就得救了。
So、
你不透过教会，你离开了基督的身体呀、就跟得救没有关系了。
So you can't say that I can be saved just through Christ if you are separated from his body, which is the church.
所以耶稣说啊，我是真葡萄树。
So Jesus says, I am the true vine.
你们就是树枝。
And you are the branches.
树枝啊，离开了这个树干呢、就不能够做什么。
If the branches leave the vine, then it cannot do anything.
因为要枯干呐、最后的结果就是好像柴火一样，把它烧掉。
Because then it will wither and dry and will be tossed into the fire.
所以教会是我们当然不能够离开基督的身体，不能够离开他的教会。
And so if the church is the body of Christ, then we cannot depart from the body of Christ.
我们当然说啊，这个教会是独一无二的。
And we also say that there is only one church and none other.
因为教会是超越时间空间的。
Church is something that surpasses time and space.
超越种族阶级的。
It surpasses ethnicity and gender.
所以耶稣的教会当然是只有一个啊。
And of course, that's why the Lord's church is only one.
这当然是包括使徒时代的教会。
And this also includes the apostolic church.
凡事啊， 被主耶稣的宝血所救赎，能够成圣的，都是神的教会，这是一个。
All those who are redeemed by the blood of Christ and sanctified belong to the church, and it is only one.
好像挪亚的方舟啊，神主造他，叫他造一艘方舟。
Just as God only told Noah to build one ark.
啊，这个方舟啊，是按照神指定的尺寸样式去造的。
And the ark was built according to God's dimensions and directions.
在洪水的时代啊，可能很多船呢、啊，那都沉没掉了，就是唯有神所主事的方舟啊，才能够得到保全。
In the day of the flood, surely there are many boats that were built, but only the ark of God was able to survive.
刚刚我们读过说啊，我们虽然人很多啊。但是我们都在这个身体上做肢体。
And we said that although there are many members, we are all many people. We're all members of the body.
因为耶稣只有一位，所以当然他的身体也只有一个。
And because Jesus is only one, that's why he only has one body.
所以我们在办圣餐的时候说，无论多少人呐、啊，我们就是一个饼。
And that is why during Holy Communion, regardless of the number of people, we only
have one bread. 因为都只有一个身体。
Because there is only one body.
啊，我们都是肢体啊，连属在这个身体上面。
We're all members connected to this body.
好，所以基督啊是一位，但是他的教会当然也是一个。
And so Christ is one, and that's why his church is only one.
耶稣的这个教会是基督的心腹。
And the church is also the bride of Christ.
啊，当然一夫一妻制度是神设立的。
And of course, God established marriage to be one husband and one wife.
所以当然基督的心腹啊，也就是主有一个。
And so there is only one bride for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以雅各里面呢、啊，说到有很多啊，称为王后妃嫔的很多很多啊。
So Songs of Solomon says that there are many concubines.
但是真正啊。主所喜悦的心腹就是主有一个啊。
But there is only one beloved of our Lord.
啊，所以耶稣的新娘就是只有一个。
And so there is only one bride for our Lord Jesus.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews 12.
二十二节。
22.
十二章二十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 22.
说你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。二十三节。
23.
有名入在天上诸长子的会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
24.
并新约的中保耶稣，以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。这里讲到这个神的教会啊，称为锡安山，永生神的城。
Here refers the church to the Mount Zion, the city of the living God.
啊，又称为天上的耶路撒冷。
And also called the heavenly Jerusalem.
但是这个教会啊。是超越时间空间的。
So the church transcends time and space.
啊，有神啊，在这里面作王。
God reigns as king there.
因为他要审判众人。
Because he will judge everyone.
还有千千万万的天使。
And there are innumerable company of angels.
啊，主耶稣在当中做中保。
And Jesus is the mediator.
啊，有主耶稣啊，救赎的宝血在里面。
And there is the blood of the Lord Jesus.
啊，所有啊。被成全的所有的称为长子啊，众长子啊，都聚集在这个会所里面。
And all the firstborn were assembled in the church.
啊，这个当然也包括过去啊已经成圣的义人的灵魂在里面。
And of course, among these are those saints who were already called righteous.
得救的人呐、啊。所有的诸长子的聚会的所在，这是神的教会，这是一个的。
So the great assembly of all the firstborn of all those who are saved are in this one place.
啊，包括过去啊已经离世的，啊在休息的一些圣徒，还有我们活在地面上的属神的百姓。
And this includes all those who have already passed and are resting and waiting.
按照圣经里面说啊，这个末后神的教会啊要再度兴起。
And the Bible also records that the church of God will once again be revived.
还要让人带来非常大的恩典。
And it will bring great grace to everyone.
我们看以赛亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
以赛亚书二章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2.
末后的日子，神殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过万里，万民都要流归这山。第三节，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登神的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们。 我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于耶路撒冷。第四节，他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事。 这里讲到这个神的山要高举起来。
Here says the mountain of God shall be exalted.
因为这个山就是神的殿的所在。
Because this mountain is the temple and dwelling place of God.
这预表到末后神的教会的复兴。
And this is symbolizing the revival of the true church in the last days.
因为它是天上来的圣城啊， 所以是非常的超越，非常的尊贵的。
Because it is a holy city from heaven, it greatly surpasses everything else.
所以超乎诸山，高级过万里。
And so it is established on top of the mountains, exalted above the hills.
世上的万民说要流归这山。
And all nations shall flow to it.
所以大家说，我们要来奔神的山，奔神的殿。
Many people will say, let's go up to the mountain of God, to the house of God, the house of the God of Jacob.
圣经里面说，神要亲自从万民当中把他的子民分散在各国的，把他们召集回来。
And so all those God's people who are scattered, God will call them, assemble them.
神要赐给他们认识神的心。
And God will give them a heart to know God better.
他们也要一心的归向神。
And they will draw towards or close to God.
所以他们要回头寻求神，神会对他们说，我在这里，我在这里。
And they will go back and seek after God, and God will say, here I am, here.
所以在末后的时候，神要发出脚声，把他的子民从四方各地把他们召集过来。
So in the last days, God will sound the horns and call back all his people from four corners of the earth.
所以要在耶路撒冷，在神的圣山上来敬拜神。
And they will assemble in Jerusalem on the mountain of God to worship God.
所以万民最后会归入神的山。
So all nations should one day belong to go to the mountain of God.
他说，因为他们可以在这里得到主的教训。
Because there they can learn the words of God.
说神的训诲要出于锡安山。
Says,
神的话语要出于耶路撒冷。
For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
所以在神的圣山里面，神会摆设各样的筵席。
So on God's mountains, God will hold all sorts of feasts.
那我们一方面有宝贵的灵粮可以享受。
So we can enjoy the spiritual food.
也有圣灵生命的活水，让我们能够得到滋润。
And we can also be nourished with the Holy Spirit, which is the water.
所以神的山里面说， 各样属灵的恩典会非常丰富，赏赐给众人。
And so the mountain of God will be filled with spiritual goodness and be nourishing for all people.
以赛亚书55章里面说，神会在圣山上预备大筵席。
And so in Isaiah 55, it says God will hold a great feast on the holy mountain.
因为他会带来真理跟恩典。
Because he will bring with him grace and truth.
他说我们主要谦卑虚心来，不用银钱，不用价值。
So long as we come with a humble heart, we don't need any money.
主要我们能够留心听神的话，我们就能够得享美福，心中喜乐。
So long as we bring our humble hearts, we can enjoy the wonderful blessing of God.
他说耶稣基督要在这个山上，这个国度里面做王。
And the Lord Jesus will be the king. He will reign on this mountain.
因为他要坐在大卫的宝座上。
Because he will sit on the throne of David.
来治理万民。
To judge and rule over all nations.
啊，他一方面啊非常有权柄，能够施行审判，啊又满有慈悲怜悯。
And on the one hand, he has great authority to judge all nations, but on the other, he is full of mercy.
因为他在他的国度里面啊，要用公义来立国。
Because he will establish his kingdom with righteousness.
所以所生的道的义民啊，就能够得到恩宠。
And so those who are in the belong to the kingdom of God will be greatly loved.
但是作恶的人啊，在神的会中啊，就站立不住。
But those who practice evil cannot stand in his kingdom.
所以我们看到说啊，这是真教会啊未来的一种远景。
And so we can see that this is a portrait of what the true churches will be to come.
将来是一个非常荣耀尊贵的一个天上圣城。
It'll be a very glorious and noble city in heaven.
啊，这个教会啊，有一些特色。
And there are also some special attributes and characteristics of the church.
主耶稣说啊，他在世界上没有什么外貌家形让人可羡慕。
The Bible says Jesus has no appearance so that men can envy him.
所以他在世界上的时候啊，出生在木匠的家庭。
He was born into a carpenter's household.
虽然有人听到他的道理，看到他行的神迹，很稀奇。
Even though many marveled at his teaching and at his doing wonders.
后来说啊，这个不是木匠的儿子吗？
But later,
啊，所以他们就轻视他。
But later they would say, "Isn't this a carpenter's son?" And they would belittle him.
因为耶稣啊，没有什么外貌让人羡慕。
Because he does not have any outer appearance to attract anyone.
主耶稣的门徒也是一样。
And same with Jesus' disciples.
众人看到他们说啊，这都是一些无学的小民。
When people saw them, they said that they were unlearned and untrained.
保罗也说啊，我们蒙召的人呐、啊，有尊贵的不多。
And Paul says that those who are called, not many are noble.
啊，有智慧的，有能力的不多。
And there are not many who are learned with great
wisdom. 但神却拣选了世上卑微的人。
But God chose things that are not noble of the world, the humble.
拣选了一些啊，世上卑贱的，被人家遗弃的人。
He chose the humble of the world, things that people despise.
为的要让众人呐、啊，没有人可以自夸。
So then no one can boast.
所以耶稣基督跟使徒都没有什么外貌。
And so the disciples and Jesus, they have nothing in appearance wise.
神的教会也是一样，没有什么值得让人羡慕的外貌。
And same with God's church, there's no appearance for you to envy.
另外一个啊，耶稣来到世界被众人厌弃。
Also, Jesus was rejected by the world.
所以主耶稣对门徒说啊。
So Jesus told his disciples,
说世人会厌弃你们。
The people will forsake you.
因为你们不属这个世界。
But you do not, because you do not belong to the world.
啊，其实啊，他们在厌弃你们以前啊，已经厌弃了我。
But before they rejected me, before rejected you, they have rejected me.
啊，所以因为你们不属世界啊，所以世界不会喜欢你们的。
Because you do not belong to the world, the world will not like you.
世界会喜欢属世界的人。
The world will like what belongs to the world.
所以我们既然不属世界就好像主耶稣，好像使徒时代的教会啊，到处被毁谤逼迫。
And because we do not belong to the world, we will be persecuted just like Jesus and his disciples.
因为信徒是不列在万民当中的。
Because the holy people are not among the other nations.
所以我们跟世界妥协。
And because we do not compromise.
所以世界会厌弃，会排斥。
And that is why the world will reject us.
但是我们如果说为讨好世界，跟世界妥协。
But if we want to please the world and compromise with the world.
那已经不是神的教会啊，那是淫妇了。
We no longer are the church of God. We will be an adulteress.
所以神的教会啊，就好像耶稣，好像使徒一样。
And so the church of God is like the Lord Jesus, like his disciples.
没有外貌，而且被世人弃绝。
There is no appearance, and it is rejected by the world.
但是他却有宝贝在里面。
But in it, he has great treasure.
因为这是耶稣的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
所以有耶稣基督的灵充满在当中。
And in it is filled with the Spirit of Jesus.
因为这是圣灵来证明说这是从神来的。
Through the Holy Spirit, it testifies that this comes from God.
耶稣黑暗在传道里的时候。
When John was preaching,
他见证说耶稣基督是神来的赎罪的羔羊。
He testified that the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God coming to redeem the sins of the world.
但事实上我以前不认识他。
Before I did not know him.
但是那个差我来用圣灵施洗的告诉我。
But that he who sent me, who baptized me with the Holy Spirit told me.
圣灵降在谁的身上啊，谁就用圣灵 施洗的。
And those, whoever the Holy Spirit descends on will be baptized through the Holy Spirit.
所以我看见了，我就证明他是从神那里来的。
And so what I, when I saw, saw that he came from God.
所以有圣灵同在是证明神的差遣。
And so the abidance of the Holy Spirit is sent by God.
有圣灵同在才证明那个让人得救的一个凭据。
A place where the Holy Spirit dwells is a witness.
所以神的教会一定要有神的灵。
So the church of God must have the spirit of God.
说如果没有神的灵啊，不属基督的。
If it does not have the spirit of God, it does not belong to Christ.
神的教会啊，一定会传扬基督的话。
And the church of God will also preach the gospel of God.
所以圣经里面说啊，神所差来的就讲神的话。
And so the Bible says, whoever is sent by God will speak the words of God.
然后神是圣灵给他是无所限量的。
And God will give him a Holy Spirit which is unlimited.
所以神所差来的神的教会啊啊不会谈论世界上一些属世的事情。
So what God has sent, the church will not discuss worldly matters.
好像保罗说啊，我立志我不知道别的。
Just as Paul says, I resolve to not know anything else.
因为我只知道耶稣基督跟他十字架的救恩。
I only know Jesus and the salvation of the cross.
这在人来看呢，这是愚拙的道理。
To the world, this is foolish.
但是这是神的大能。
But this is the great power of God.
啊，所以不管是犹太人也好，希腊人也好。
So whether it is Jew or Greek.
在信的人呢，他们就晓得这是神的大能。
Whoever believes will know that this is the great might of God.
所以神所差来的人呢、啊，就讲神的话。
So whomever God sends will preach the word of God.
啊，我们如果超越圣经的，就不是神的话，啊，就不能够让人得救。
And if we say more than what the Bible says, then it will not lead people to salvation.
因为我们所传的道理啊，一定要建造在使徒跟先知的根基上。
Because whatever we preach must be established on the law of the prophets and the apostles.
啊，如果越过了圣经啊，我们就看不到神的光。
If we surpass the Bible, surpass the word of God, then we can't see the light of God.
神的教会因为有照神的话来传讲。
Because the church of God preaches according to the word of God.
所以神就按照他的能力作为同在、啊、来印证我们所见证的道理。
God will confirm the church through his wonders and works.
所以在神的教会里面呢、啊啊、有神的灵同在。
So in God's church, there dwells the Holy Spirit.
所传扬的是全备让人得救的福音。
It also preaches the full gospel of salvation.
哎、啊，充满着神的恩典能力作为在我们当中。
Filled with God's grace and power and wonders.
啊，这就是神的教会的特色。
And this is a special characteristic.
虽然没有什么外貌加型。
Even though there is no form of or appearance,
但是有宝贝在里面。
But there is hidden treasure inside.
我们的神的恩惠啊，
which is the grace of God.
我们见证到此，我们一起来唱诗。
This ends our testimony. Let's sing a hymn.
359首。
359.